Rafer,
Yes, Kristen.
you know what I'm really, really sick of?
Tell me.
I'm really sick of vampires playing softball.
Vampires playing softball.
I'm also sick of them being sparkly in the sunlight.
Right.
Are there any things that you're really sick of right now?
I'm tired of them not killing anyone and not sleeping with people. That's what I'm tired of.
They're supposed to do that. If there's any two things that vampires are supposed to do, they're supposed to suck my blood
Right.
and then have wild sex with me.
Right. What
Or
else are they good
one
for?
after the other, whatever, you
Right.
know.
I can hang around not sucking people's blood and not sleeping with people, but the vampire, he has license to do that. I want him to do that more often.
I can be sullen and awkward around the opposite
Yes,
sex. I can
exactly.
do all those
Exactly.
things. No.
Exactly. I completely agree.
I'm so over that world of vampires. And the reason I'm asking this, obviously, is
Yes.
because Dark Shadows is out today. Dark Shadows, starring Johnny Depp, directed by Tim Burton, inspired by the old 1970s soap opera
Yes.
of the same name.
More 60s, but
Yep.
okay. More
Six, oh,
60,
yes.
more, yeah, more 60s than 70s. It went till 71,
Oh,
but
yeah.
yes, okay.
And the question on my mind, do we need another freaking vampire movie?
It's a really good question that's on your mind
I
there.
don't know if we need another vampire movie.
I know what you're saying, Kristen.
All right. Well, before we get into that, let's introduce ourselves, shall we?
Let's.
I'm Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date. Okay, Kristen. So, Dark Shadows. I am going to give the summary, as I so often do.
Because you're awesome at
Because
it.
I'm so awesome at that.
One of these days, I'm going to step up, though, and I'm going to be, giving the summary. I'm not going to be a 10 like you. I'm going to be a 6 at least, though. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
is probably the only context in which I've ever been called a 10.
You're a total 10.
But I appreciate that. Okay, so the summary of Dark Shadows, as you said, based on the soap opera, an ABC soap opera from like the mid 60s, I think, to 71, pretty good long run. Johnny Depp plays Barnabas Collins, a vampire who, this is a good sign, is sleeping with the help back in the
Dangerous.
1750s or whatever it is.
No scruples.
No scruples. The help turns out to be a witch, Angelique, played by Eva Green.
Who I love.
Yes. And she casts a spell on him, buries him in the ground, turns the town folk against him, puts him in the ground. He's in there for about 2 centuries, wakes up, and it's 1972. Comes back to find that I thought this was a strange detail, that his family seafood business, because this all takes place in Maine, has gone to seed. The mansion is in disrepair. The business is flailing because Angelique, of course, has become the local seafood magnate. She's still alive, still very angry, and sort of happy, sort of not happy to see Barnabas again. And this is now Barnabas is going to make it his mission to restore the Collins family. Barnabas Collins is going to restore the Collins family to its former glory.
That's true. That's
All right.
all true. That's a great summary.
Okay, there you go.
All
Good.
right.
All right.
Now, this brings back the question, though. Do we have too many vampires already? Do we need another vampire movie?
Well, okay. I'm going to admit to you that in the months leading up to this movie, I had really low hopes for it. I know there are a lot of Johnny Depp and Tim Burton fans out there and especially people who are going to be very thrilled to hear that this is their eighth collaboration together because they love that Depp Burton team. But I am a little tired of them, frankly, together. I've been a little tired of Tim Burton lately. I thought Alice in Wonderland was a real kind of a snooze, and not very interesting. And again, as we were saying, do we need another vampire movie? Do we need another vampire comedy? Aren't the Twilight movies funny enough without having to actually make jokes?
I
I
don't
mean,
actually think they're supposed to be comedies,
I
Rafer.
that's what I've heard. People keep
Yeah.
saying that to me, but I don't, especially with the last one, I just don't believe it.
Yeah, the audience was rolling around laughing for
Yeah, do
the
you
whole movie.
remember? God,
Yeah.
people were cracking up. And these were the fans that were turning out for the early advanced screening, standing in line with their little free flyers to get in to see the Breaking Dawn. But that said, this movie, comes along, seemed to me 4 years too late to add anything to the vampire genre. What were you expecting when you when you were seeing the previews and the trailers and the posters for all this?
I'm also a little bit sick of the Johnny Depp, Tim Burton collaboration. I used to love it. One of my favorite movies is Edward Scissorhands.
Sure.
I think it's a fantastic movie, but I felt the longer they've been together, the longer their movies get, the less – I don't know where the editor went. The editor went on vacation somewhere and has never come back again. And it's always kind of the same thing. Johnny Depp's some sort of very quirky but kind of comedic character who's also a little bit freaky and scary, but mostly just good-humored. And things get wacky, and maybe Helena Bonham Carter's there at some point in a wacky wig.
Almost always, yes.
Yeah, and and it just starts to feel like the same formula over and over and over again.
Yes,
and I'm
yes.
not going to say this movie doesn't have some of that formula, but it does bring some of the former glory back to the vampire in some ways.
Yes.
As you said, he sleeps with the help.
That's right.
And then he is kind of a jerk about it. He's like, well, I'll have sex with you, but I'm going to marry the girl who's blonde and looks pure.
That's right.
Yeah, he's
exactly.
just such a freaking – now, that's a good vampire.
That's
and a
realistic aristocrat as well.
All of those things. Yeah, it's like you're a real jerk. You're classist.
Right.
You're apparently great at sex, although you never really have sex with, like, your pure girls.
Right.
In the movie. You only have sex with the help.
Right.
And it's wild and results in lots of – destruction of whatever room you're in.
Yeah, right.
Which is kind of what you want with a vampire, right?
Although, again, at least when, you know, when we may be spoiling things a little here, but at least when Johnny Depp and Angelique, Eva Green, have their room-wrecking sex scene, at least it's supposed to be funny, unlike the one in Twilight, right? Or the one in Twilight we're all supposed to be swooning and, you know, fanning ourselves because, you know, the temperature has just been risen in this theater. But at least this one's funny. So, you know, there is that.
It's funny and there's lots of killing.
Yes, lots of killing.
Like a good vampire ought.
Of killing of people who absolutely don't deserve it at all.
Sometimes the people are awfully nice.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And I thought that was very funny. I did, and I in a lot of ways he really is, as you're saying, he's the anti-Edward. This is the anti-Twilight, right? He's doing all the things that a vampire is supposed to do. And it also it reminded me. You and I were talking about this earlier, but you didn't understand what I was talking about. It reminded me of a couple of classic old black comedies: Kind Hearts and Coronets with Alec Guinness and Monsieur Verdoux with Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah,
where they're like
no idea what you're talking about.
Well, they're essentially what they're playing are likable serial killers, and
that's nice.
Kind of essentially what Barnabas Collins is in this movie, right?
Yeah, definitely.
He's a charming, likable serial killer, and the more that he gets away with this stuff, the more you kind of enjoy it, and the more you kind of like him, and you kind of like the movie. I think
kooky and delightful.
Exactly, exactly, and that you know, but that is what I think a vampire is supposed to be.
Yeah. So you're in favor of him as a vampire. You're in favor of this movie at this time.
I'm in
now
favor.
Really, the right time.
I'm in favor, and I think it actually is the right time, and I think. One of the good things about the movie is that it doesn't play too much. Well, I'm not sure. Maybe I'm wrong on this. But I was going to say it doesn't play too much on the shock of the idea of the vampire. I feel like it's a little bit aware of the fact that we all freaking know what vampires are by now. We all know the rules. We're accustomed to them. The fact that it takes place in 1972 sort of cuts a little bit of that. But...
Yeah, but I also think they spend a little too much time on the focusing on the culture shock of entering 1972.
Yeah, there's a few too many lava lamp jokes.
Yes, there are a lot of them.
Yes.
They could have stuck with maybe a dozen of them, but I feel that there's a certain point where I'm like, all right, we're two-thirds of the way through the movie. Are you still going to make us laugh at a shag carpeting?
Right.
The shag carpeting's not actually funny. That's
and
enough.
The macrame, right.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, now... But this is a good point you bring up because I too was irritated by a lot of the ha-ha, you know, funny, kitschy 70s culture jokes. At the same time, what I did think was interesting is that it was a slightly different 1970s than we usually see. You do see the Carpenters. There is a mirror ball. So some of the, you know, obvious tropes of the 70s are there.
But they also have Alice Cooper.
They also have Alice Cooper.
Yes, which I thought was kind of... brilliant. It's
yes.
not the Brady Bunch 70s, which is normally what we see.
Exactly. And I think that Tim Burton does a pretty good job of staying about 30 to 40 feet away from Alice Cooper so that we don't quite realize that he's about 40 years too old to be back in 1972. You know, that concert scene is lit very, very darkly, so you can't really make out his face. But, you know, that's smart. What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, and not to give it away, but there is a line. That is the ugliest woman I've ever seen.
That's right. That's right. Or when he tells the little boy, go out and listen to the Cooper woman. But it also is a different 1970s in terms of Chloe Grace Moretz, who plays the girl in the film, the 15-year-old.
Precocious teenager,
right,
yes.
The precocious teenager. And she's got a certain kind of she looks more kind of parking lot 1970s, you know. She's got the big belt, and her jeans are a little bit too low, and she's listening to T-Rex, you know. And I kind of thought, okay, that's cool. I see a T-Rex poster back there. That's cool. That's a different 70s than I usually see in movies. So I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. And I also really liked that Michelle Pfeiffer was the kind of mom,
yes,
in the 70s who isn't Carol Brady. And
right.
Just, you know. You know that she's throwing back a few drinks every night.
Exactly. She looks like, yeah, she's got that kind of – I'm not sure – you know more about these kinds of hairstyles than I do, Kristen, but what kind of hairstyle is that she has? It's sort of a bouffant, sort of a flip.
Yeah.
But it was sort of a classic 70s style.
Yeah, and a little bit of Farrah thrown in there.
A little bit of Farrah, a little bit of Nashville maybe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and she just looks great. I thought she was terrific in this movie, actually.
Right.
I thought
so
she was really good.
It sounds to me like we both like this movie quite a bit.
Which is weird because...
Very weird.
I don't know if I like agreeing with you, Rafer. Not
this
much.
I don't know if I like liking Tim Burton and Johnny Depp together this much.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they should just quit while they're ahead, though.
I know.
You know? I mean, this is fine. And
yeah,
on a high note.
Yeah, okay, right.
It's a good date.
Right. So you think there should not be a 9th, 10th, 11th
collaboration? No.
Ah, but there will be. You saw the end of the movie.
Yes.
Wide open for a sequel.
Oh, no, no. We can't give it away, though.
I think anyone knows that these days.
So it's a good date for you, too.
I'd say it was a good date. I'd say it was a very good date. I'd say it's very funny. Once again, I want to say how great I thought Eva Green was in the Angelique
role.
Eva
Green was
steals
fantastic.
The show.
I love her. I've seen her in a couple movies now. There's something about her that's just so fierce and so strong and holds her own on the screen. And it's not easy to hold your own against Johnny Depp in some of these scenes. And
I agree.
And she just kills it. She's
I would say, actually, though I like Johnny Depp in this role and I think he's funny, I think it's really the supporting cast that makes the movie. And I think actually the supporting cast and the supporting characters are all funnier and in some ways more interesting than the lead.
Yeah.
Am I right in saying that Eva Green is French?
Oh, I don't know.
I think she is. I haven't gotten that.
I've seen her in British movies before. I didn't know.
And she was in Casino Royale.
Oh, that's right. I forgot she was in that,
right,
too.
But I think she is French, or at least French-born. But I'll have to look into that because there's not a trace of a French accent in this movie. Anyway, I hope I'm not completely wrong on that.
We'll find out.
All right. So good date from both of us.
But, you know, what we should really be doing, talking about trivia.
Trivia. You're right.
Let's talk about trivia.
We forgot to do that at the beginning of the segment.
So let's do a little bit of trivia.
Okay, so last week's question, which once again, nobody got right. Last week's question was, what superhero film had the same plot as the Jennifer Aniston comedy, Office Space? The answer, Superman 3. With Richard Pryor.
Superman 3.
Of course.
Which some people say brings back the glory of the Superman from the first one. Or is that Superman 4 that brings back the glory?
I don't know if any of them really brought back the glory. But I will tell you one thing. It was not Superman 3 that brought back the glory anything. But that was the movie that had the plot where Richard Pryor is trying to shave a little fraction of a cent off of some giant payroll system and amass his millions, which is the same thing that Ron Livingston tries to do in Office Space,
right?
And everyone
keeps
accusing him of that, saying, isn't that the plot from Superman 3?
Oh, that's right.
Right. So there you go. All right. So Office Space nerds, you missed that one.
And how's about this week's trivia question?
This week's trivia question, since we're talking about vampire films, here's the trivia question. It's very simple. Name the actress in this vampire film. And here's the clip.
It's your voice, perhaps. It's so familiar. It's like a voice in a dream I cannot place. And it comforts me when I am alone.
That's it.
Ooh.
Name the actress in this vampire movie. You don't even have to name the movie if you don't want to. Just see if you can name that actress.
You can call our movie hotline, 5717-MOVIES.
Actually, I think it'd be fun to play some people's answers on the air.
Oh, let's do it. Yeah, let's definitely do it.
All right, Kristen. Till next time.
Next time.
Did you know that you can follow Movie Date on Twitter and Facebook? You can also give us feedback on the podcast and tell us what movies you want us to see next.
Log on to themoviedate.org to find out more. And thanks so much for listening.